sailed off for Gallipoli. How well I remember that terrible day, when the blood stained the sand and the water, and how in that hell that they call Suvla Bay, we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turkey was ready, he primed himself well, he showered us with bullets and he rained us with shells, and in 5 minutes flat he'd blown us all to hell, nearly blew us right back to Australia. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as we stopped to bury our slain, and we buried ours and the Turks buried theirs, and it started all over again. Now those who were living did their best to survive in that mad world of death, blood and fire, and for 7 long weeks I kept myself alive, though the corpses around me piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me arse over tit, and when I awoke in my hospital bed and saw what it had done, Christ, I wished I was dead. Never knew there were worse things than dying. And no more I'll go waltzing Matilda to the green bushes so far and near, for to hang tens and pegs a man needs 2 legs. No more waltzing Matilda for me. So they collected the cripples, the wounded and maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The legless, the armless, the blind and insane, those proud wounded heroes of Suvla. And as our ship pulled into Circular Quay, I looked at the place where me legs used to be, and thank Christ there was nobody waiting for me to grieve and to mourn and to pity. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway, but nobody cheered, they just stood and stared, and they turned their faces away. And now every April I sit on my porch and I watch the parade pass before me. I see my own comrades, how proudly they march, reliving the dreams of past glory. I see the old men, all twisted and torn, the forgotten heroes of a forgotten war. And the young people ask me, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. And the band plays Waltzing Matilda, and the old men still answer the call. But year after year, their numbers get fewer. Someday no one will march there at all. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, ooh, go a waltzing Matilda with me.
From Ipanema to the world, I am Flavio Chamis. Tonight we have something a bit different than usual. We will bring the music of the Brazilian composer João McDowell. He was born in Brasília, as you know, the capital of Brazil, and he is known for fusing contemporary and popular styles with classical music. We are going to listen specifically to one of his most intriguing works. It is a complete opera called The Seventh Seal, and if that name rings a bell, it is probably because you know the iconic movie by the Swedish director Ingmar Bergman. I find it extremely interesting that a Brazilian wrote an opera which is sung in Swedish. And we have the pleasure of having João McDowell as a guest of our program tonight. Welcome, João.
Hi, Flávio. Thank you so much for having us here from Ipanema to the world. I'm João McDowell. I'm a composer, born and raised in Brazil. Now I live in the U.S. Today we're talking about The Seventh Seal, which is my fifth opera with libretto based on the script by Ingmar Bergman from his iconic movie. It's a story of a knight coming back from the Crusades and he meets death. He proposes a chess game. Bergman proposes all these philosophical questions, you know, about the meaning of life, about the existence, about facing death. And his answer through the story is very much based on the artist's role in the film. You know, the moment they get together, the moment where all these people meet and decide to travel together, the moment of performance, these are sacred moments that justify life. So why do we keep on living in a world full of death and destruction and suffering? And his answer is because we have communion, we have this opportunity to be together that art provides, you know, through performance.
We'll be listening now to a series of snippets that I hope will provide a picture of the whole opera for you. In the first snippet from scene one, we hear these voices come in. They are at the beach, and there's this chorus of sleeping people waiting for death to come. In the second scene, we have the encounter of death with the knight. He asks, "Who are you?" She answers, "I am death. I have come to get you." On scene three, we have a galloping horse ride as the knight and his esquire travel back from the Crusades into their home country. Then we hear this dialogue where the squire tells the knight about the black plague that's killing people in their country and how one could be here today and dead the next. Next, we meet the actor Joff and the actress Mia as they wake up, and Joff tells her about this holy vision he had of the Virgin Mary, and she's amused by his visions and dreams. As we continue, the knight and his esquire meet a group of inquisitors that are carrying a 16-year-old girl who they claim to be a witch who's responsible for the Black Plague. In the next scene, the knight walks into a church where he confesses, and he then reveals his chess strategy to Death herself.
Yeah.
the next scene is the aria for death. I am death, based on the famous words by Bergman. It's not going to be a snippet this time. We will listen to the full aria where death meditates on her task.
Thank you.
For contrast, now we have a scene of a performance by the actors where they represent death with a lot of humor and a lot of crazy, interesting, surrealistic metaphors. However, their joyful act is interrupted by a procession of flagellanti who walks into town hitting themselves and scourging their own bodies as a way to purify the world and maybe free us from the Black Plague. This is the end of Act 1, and now we move on to Act 2, where we start in a tavern where people are drinking and celebrating, but also commenting about the looming death that spreads in the country. When they realize there is an actor among them, they don't waste the opportunity to bully the actor into performing a bear dance in front of everybody.
Ha ha ha!
as the esquire saves Joff the clown from the bullies, they join the knight and Mia, who are having a conversation up in a hill, and they all get together to eat strawberries and milk.
We've been listening to the opera The Seventh Seal by Brazilian composer João McDowell. This recording was made in 2018 and brings an international cast with the singers Paulina Pfeiffer, David Wichmann, Linnea Andreassen, Michael Axelsson, Johanna Martel, Maria Damaris, Bjorn Larsen, and it was played by the Orquestra do Conservatório de Tatuí under the direction of Edson Beltrami. But let us continue with João McDowell, the composer, guiding us through the rest of the opera.
As this unlikely group of friends forms, they decide to travel through the forest together. But as they are in their journey through the dark forest at night, they meet the inquisitors who are heading to burn the witch.
Thank you.
as they stop in the forest to rest, the night has its final game with death, and he loses. However, Joff is opening to visions and he sees death talking to the night, and he separates himself and his family from the rest of the troop and lets them go. Next, the night and the people who remain with him arrive at his castle only to wait for death to knock at their doors.
The Seventh Seal, an opera in Swedish based on the same name story and movie by Swedish director Ingmar Bergman. It is very seldom that we have an opera or even excerpts of an opera by a Latin American composer performed in the US. If you are in New York, there will be a recital on November 28th, which is part of an evening with a conversation about Latin American art arias at the Americas Society. Some listeners might remember when the Pittsburgh Opera staged Florencia en el Amazonas in 2019. In fact, the Met in New York just premiered a new production of the same opera. This is a very important moment for Latin American composers, and we hope there will be a movement to bring more to the stages of opera companies all around the country. But let us finish this program with the end of The Seventh Seal, and here is, one more time, the composer João McDowell. Thank you so much for listening to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis. Hope to meet you again next Friday at 7 p.m. on WRCT-FM 88.3 in Pittsburgh, or you can always live stream our program on wrct.org.
Now we're moving to the last piece. We will hear it in full as well. This is a moment when everybody they know is dead, and Geoff and Mia survive the storm, and he sees all the dead dancing across the hill, and there's a beautiful dance of death and a lot of fake endings because we don't want death to come, so we, you know, look at it and pretend it's not there. And also the chorus of dead people comes back from behind the audience and does that beautiful embrace of the whole group that's been together through the opera. I want to also thank Flavio, Ipanema to the World, for being here. It's a great moment for Latin American music. The Metropolitan Opera in New York is doing their first Latin American composer ever. They're doing Florencia del Amazonas that premieres this November. And I'm really happy to be here. And I think that Latin American music has a great contribution to classical music in general, because we've been dealing with like absorbing the influence from European, Native, and African, and creating something new out of that under very dire circumstances, and finding hope in very hopeless situations for a long time. This effort to create a transcultural opera in Brazil dates back to the 19th century with Carlos Gomes, only opera composer from the Americas who was successful in Italy at the time. We have a very established tradition of blending genders and definitions, which can be very useful to the opera scene at large in this moment when we are looking for new modes of expression in the genre. With you, The Dance of Death. Thank you, Flavio.
Good evening, Pittsburgh. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. This is From the Basement from 8 to 9 p.m. Thanks for tuning in. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to From